catching you up on everything you might have missed. It's the Christy and Budge podcast on Hit FM.
Hello and welcome. I had a spiritual encounter we're going to talk about in just a sec. I don't believe in any of that baloney, but...
You're giving me the chills.
Well, the video gave me chills, watching it over and over and over. People kept saying they could see orbs of light in it, so I'm starting to believe that ghosts might be a real thing.
It's not your hoax at all.
We'll also play a game of what did I say? Chrissy's going to wear a pair of soundproof headphones, and I'm going to say things with my mouth, and she's got to guess by the movement of my mouth what I'm saying.
And we're catching up with Dr. Michael Cargreg. He's a leading child psychologist. He's visiting schools at the moment to talk technology. He's the biggest advocate for banning mobile phones in schools.
All that and more coming up. Enjoy.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Budge.
On Hit FM. Christy, I had an encounter last night. I didn't want to have an encounter. I wanted a nice sleep. You know, I love my sleep.
Mm.
And I don't believe in all this hocus pocus rubbish about spirits and ghosts and witches
and orbs
and warlocks. I mean,
and lights.
I'll get dressed up as Harry Potter for book week, but that's about as far as it goes, pal. Last week, when I had my car accident, mm-hmm. just previous to that, I did have not a vision. I saw it. I thought it was a shooting star. I was like, oh, cool, shooting star. Oh, hold on. It's actually coming closer and it lands on the other side of the road. I'm like, that's something you don't see every day.
I thought it was a meteor. So you called me, instantly.
If it was a meteor, we'd be dead.
No, a little meteor. Little bit of debris.
Just a tiny one. It only takes a little pea-sized one to cause a lot of damage.
Can we just establish how big this falling star or meteor was?
Well, it was kind of spectral, so it didn't even look like it was like a light. It just looked like a light falling with like a little trail behind it, and then it dispersed just before it hit the ground, which I thought was strange. And then I kept driving, and I had an accident not long after that, and I thought, well, that's a bit of bad luck.
Literally within 5 minutes.
I thought I'd seen something government-related that I wasn't meant to see, and maybe they were trying to off me, and they stopped the car in front because my car's so old the computer doesn't work in there. But the thing is that last night mm-hmm. I had another experience, and I didn't sleep. I'm sitting there, I'm just playing me Skyrim because I love my video games, and mm-hmm. I'm playing it on the wall because I've got a projector. It's quite fancy. Come around, have a look. And I'm hearing a knocking noise. Mm-hmm. And it turns out it's one of the coat hangers in my wardrobe. Everything is dead still. There is no window open. There's no fan on. There is no air circulation. It's warm in there. That's how I like it.
The only thing that's on is your projector.
Projector. But that's got a tiny little fan that comes out the back. It's very quiet.
And it's over near you in the bed versus over near the wardrobe.
So on that coat hanger,
I'm getting chills,
is a green T-shirt, and it's moving by itself for ages. And I'm like, why is it just that shirt moving? And then it started moving quite abruptly. And I'm like, I might just get my phone out and record this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, because I won't enjoy it tonight, but someone might enjoy it tomorrow when they have a look at it.
Oh.
And then it kept happening. And then the only footage I got was what I got. And then people are telling me, oh, we can see an orb leaving it.
I saw the orb.
I can't see any light. Can't
in
see
and
it.
Around your spaceman shirt.
I can't see it.
There is. I don't know how you missed that. It looks how you described to me your falling star.
I'm wearing the spaceman shirt today.
Why are you? Oh, don't. I'm actually freaked out now.
It's got it's one of my favourite shirts. It's got little sloths in astronaut costumes on.
But that's the one that had the orbs all over it in the video. Can you please watch it again and have a look and pay close attention?
I feel like
I'm being
messed with, mate.
No, you're not. There is something superstitious going on here.
I reckon I have annoyed the government by seeing one of their little space experiments on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They've tried to off me on the street, realise that they can't kill me. And now they're mucking about with my T-shirts in the wardrobe. It all makes sense.
Wake up. Wake up.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast. Hit FM.
It's Dad's Dopiest Disasters on Hit. Thanks to your discount chemist. Lowest prices guaranteed.
And Danielle joins us on the phone. Danielle, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing really well. Dad is someone that we should celebrate, obviously, as mm-hmm. is with Mum. But Dads, I think, they're allowed to cop it a little bit for being a bit silly.
Yes.
And have you gotten prepared, though, for Dad? this Father's Day?
I have.
Okay. Right. Well, luckily you have, because now's your time to actually rag on him.
Well, we want the jokes. What's he done? What's he stuffed up? Come on.
Well, when we were little, Mum had to go out and play tennis, and Dad was getting dinner for us, and Mum, to make it easy for him, just said spaghetti and baked beans in the tin. And my sister ate spaghetti and I ate baked beans. And he actually mixed it all in together and served it up on toast all mixed in, and it was absolutely revolting.
Oh,
and we had to eat it.
But both of those things are good.
I was about to say, Bodger probably eat that.
No,
spaghetti
I'm
and baked
starting
beans.
To think, because it's a different kind of sauce that's mixed in there, I'm pretty sure. I don't think... Oh, God.
There's some dads out there that don't know how to cook, though.
I'm considering whether I would like it or not, and I'm thinking to myself, even though they're sort of similar, I feel like you shouldn't mix those two worlds.
No, you shouldn't. We had to eat it, and we were both in tears by the end of it. We were very little at the time.
So let me guess, you don't like baked beans or spaghetti now?
No, definitely
thanks,
not.
Dad.
Wow, Dad's ruined you for two staples of food. Wow, yeah. Danielle, that's incredible. All right, well, you can definitely go in the draw for that, I reckon, because...
So...
If your dad's failed that bad that he screwed you up for spaghetti and for baked beans, it's a big deal.
Yeah, if I was Mum, I wouldn't trust him to cook ever again.
All right, well...
No, safe to say she was left us more prepared after that.
Well, thanks, Danielle. You're now in the draw to win yourself a $200 Your Discount Chemist voucher where its lowest price is guaranteed. Thanks for that. And if you
want to
dob in
so
Dad as well, be listening all this week, because we'll be drawing the winner on Friday.
13, 12, 16, feel free to give us a buzz throughout the morning, and we'll put you to air and we'll put the stories to air. We want to celebrate Dad. We want to make a fool of him as well, because that's part of the fun.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North.
Trending now at hits.com.au.
Morning, Dean. Hello, all the way from LA.
Hey, Dean, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm just getting ready for the VMAs tonight. I'm not going, but I'm getting ready to watch them. Here's a couple of things that we can expect to see tonight. Taylor Swift opening the show, which will be fabulous. Ooh. Missy Elliott performing, Lizzo performing, the Jonas Brothers performing, and would you believe it, Miley Cyrus is going to perform tonight as well. And her dad, Billy Ray, is going to be presenting an award. So there you go. It's a little bit of a family fun night at the MTV VMAs. This is the show, so just for you to fresh everyone's memory, this is the one that there's always a drama and a controversy. This is the one where Kanye West pulled the statue off Taylor Swift's arm. This is the one where Britney Spears forgot all the words. This is the one where Lady Gaga turned up in the meat dress. It's the one that is always causing a stir.
I'm salivating, waiting for some drama. I hope Miley does
me
something.
Me too, that's what I'm hoping. Maybe Liam rocks up and just starts yelling
and
abuse.
And he's drunk as well, just like she said. That's my wife. You're still my wife.
Or her girlfriend comes up and they just pash on set.
Yeah,
who knows?
That'd be hot.
Now,
that'd
be good. Another form of plagiarism happening, but with Ed Sheeran this time.
Here's the deal. Ed Sheeran is being sued for plagiarising a song called Shape of You, where it goes, that part there. Well, they are saying that he has stolen that from their song, which is called Oh Why. So the only part that is similar are those two words. The melody is not the same. The tone is not the same. The speed is not the same. The music instruments are not the same. The only thing that's the same are the two words, Oh Why.
That's a big
and
stretch.
We're kind of interested to see if that's reason enough to sue someone for a song. Because, you know, we all use the same words, right? So lots of songs have the same words in them.
Oh,
it's very interesting to see how this plays out. They have frozen the royalties on the song, though, for Ed.
That's
really
a big deal. That's a big deal. That means they're taking it very, very seriously. Do you know what I look forward to?
Two little words,
I know, but it might be the way they're sung. Yeah. Do you know what I look forward to, though, Christy, is when Dean does his renditions. Like, what was the Katy Perry bit that... can you do that again for us, please?
Dark Horse. Yeah, I'm not good at any of this. I need to speak to Hollywood reporting.
There you go. Thank Dean, you. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Enjoy. Have a great day.
Bye, guys.
10 questions, 30 seconds, and only one letter standing between you and free money.
Alpha Bucks.
Christy and Budge's Alpha Bucks.
And, Christy, I want you to say good morning to Kirsty.
Good morning, Kirsty.
Good morning.
Are you feeling lucky today? Because $510 could be yours.
Good morning, Kirsty.
You're going to have to turn that radio down, Kirsty. We can't hear ourselves and you, sorry.
No worries.
Sorry.
I've got a terrible voice. I don't want to hear that.
So you are feeling lucky this morning?
Oh, I hope so.
All righty. Well, Bodge is going to give you the rules.
All right. You've got 30 seconds and you've got to answer 10 questions all correct. Your answers must start with the letter that Chrissy's about to give you. And you can pass, though, and we'll come back to them if we've got time. Is that all good? And you can't use the same answer twice, by the way.
No worries.
All Best of luck.
So your time starts after the first question, and your letter this morning, Kirsty, is N for November.
Oh, good letter. Oh.
All right.
All right, so name us a number. A number. A brand.
Right.
A world leader.
Nixon.
Something people are afraid of.
Nail.
A degree.
Pass.
A boy band.
Pass.
Something in a bedroom.
No. Nike.
Oh. Nike, did you say?
90.
Oh, 90.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go. So you said, did you give us a world leader?
Yeah, Nixon.
Yeah, she did too. It's
a good one.
Yeah.
Well, there's, you know, the first one that came to my mind was Nelson Mandela. I mean, he's dead, but it doesn't matter. He's still a world leader.
Yeah, there you go.
A boy band, first thing, I was like, NSYNC. NSYNC.
It's
all right.
Something people are afraid of. Did you say nail?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know.
I'm afraid of sharp things.
Yeah,
so,
needles,
yeah.
Nightmares.
Unfortunately, though,
there's a little bit of a trend going on.
It's
going
to go up to $520, Christy. Sorry,
that's a lot of cash. Sorry, we couldn't give you the $510 this morning, Kirsty. But good try.
No, that's all right. I could get it tomorrow. You never know.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, there you go. $520, Christy. It goes up to. I nearly called you Kirsty. Kirsty and Christy. It's getting too
a lot of K's.
Too difficult for me.
Get up with Christy and Vodge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
Breaking news just in, posted 12 minutes ago. NASA warns that a massive asteroid is set to skim Earth.
So what? That happens all the time.
You know that lightning ball that you saw go in front of you on Friday night and the lights of orb on your shirt last night?
Yes.
I feel that they're the particles skimming off this meteor that's set to hit Earth.
You're such a tinfoil hat wearer.
So apparently it's twice the height of the Empire State Building and it'll be travelling at 23,000 kilometres an hour.
But this
will
happens.
Have a close shave.
They say close shave, but it's probably a bazillion miles still.
Well, September 14 is doomsday. That's the day it's going to be skimming us.
Okay, Christy, do you remember when we sat our, what do they call it? What's that responsible thing that you have to do on the computer?
Oh, the code of conduct.
Yeah, yeah. What's that rule about not inciting fear? First off, can I just...
I told you, things happen in threes.
Can I just say...
This is the third ball of light that's coming for us.
Can I clarify this? So the first one, I'm driving along the Pacific Highway and I see a silver light fall to the ground. Could have been anything. And then the second thing was a coat hanger with my shirt on moving, for whatever reason, in my wardrobe. And you think that was the second thing?
That's the second thing because the light balls were around your space shirt.
It was just light. It was just, it's nothing.
And this is the third thing.
So you're saying that a meteor, which is going to go past the Earth and in no way interact with the Earth, is the third just after my coat hanger moving by itself.
It's all coming together, Bodge.
I don't think those things are related at all.
Oh, I don't care if you're not freaking out about this. I am.
If you're listening to this wondering if she's playing this up for radio, she has actually she's been on one all morning. She is genuinely excited about this. There's no ghosts in my room. Someone's mucking around and doing something.
Well, Lee Jollo doesn't believe it either. He thinks that you're stitching us up, but I am superstitious.
No, I swear to you, the video that's on our Facebook page, I am not stitching anyone up. I don't believe in it. I never have done. I laugh at psychics. I think it's a load of crap. And I defy anyone to show me evidence of anything else. But at the moment, what's on Facebook is a true video. I haven't edited it. There's no windows open. For some reason, the shirt moves by itself. And we found out that because I couldn't see any orbs floating in the video, you said they're coming off of my spaceman shirt.
Yes, the spaceman shirt that you're wearing, and that's why I'm saying stick away
from
it. But
I didn't know that when I put it on this morning.
Those aliens that you're attracting near me.
You're mental. You could be crazy, Christy. Could actually be a crazy
Something's
person.
Something's going on.
Hit FM with Christy and Vodge.
A fresh way to get up on your radio. Charge.
I remember when this song came out. It was the best thing ever. I think milkshake sales went up about 5,000%, Christy.
Well, milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and Dr. Michael Cargreg brought all the kids to the yard yesterday at the school seminars to talk all things technology.
Odd segue.
And using, I know, it's a terrible segue. He's a leading child psychologist. And look, he's a big advocate for technology in the way of the future when it comes to mobile phones.
He frothed on it, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's the biggest driving force behind all the mobile phone bans across schools and what he's trying to implement. So he did some seminars with some local schools yesterday, parents last night, and he has a few more today, and we caught up with him yesterday.
That's right. And we agreed. I don't know about you. Actually, I'm speaking for you there. Sorry. But I agree that mobile phones do not need to be at school.
No.
The basic ones. He said the basic ones to make
ones
calls.
The ones that aren't the smartphones.
Yeah, are fine. The ones where you can access internet, go on Facebook, Instagram, all that sort of stuff is just, it's unnecessary, especially for, he was talking to, 10 to 12-year-olds?
10 to 12-year-olds. And look, I didn't have one till I was about 15.
Yeah, and for them to say that they had social media, there was more Snapchat users than there were Facebook users.
Yep.
And we asked him some questions afterwards.
We did.
Here's just what happened.
You've been a big part of the push to ban mobile phones in Victoria, and I was reading a little bit about how maybe Queensland should follow suit as well. Listening to you chat today, you're pretty pro-technology still, so the reasons behind wanting to ban mobile phones, which I agree with, what were the main driving forces for you?
So those schools in New South Wales that already banned it reported there were fewer distractions in class, there was less cyberbullying, particularly image-based abuse between the hours of 9 and 3, there was an improvement in academic performance and a massive increase in the number of kids kicking balls around and interacting with each other at recess and at lunchtime. So to me, it's an absolute no-brainer.
The entire hall filled with 10 to 12-year-olds, they all put their hand up when you asked if they had a mobile phone, and half the room said they had social media. That's a young age to have that.
So 70 to 90% of grade 5s and 6 across Australia have a social media account of some description. So the cat is out of the bag. Mm. That boat has sailed. It's not actually against the law in Australia for people to have an Instagram or a Snapchat account in primary school. The law is actually an American law. It's called the COPPA Act, which is essentially an online privacy protection act, which simply stops companies in America from holding data of someone under the age of 13. So it's an American law. It doesn't actually apply here at all.
Well, in your seminars, you're teaching kids to be smarter when using devices, not actually abusing them. So what do you have to say about that? What's your advice?
So I'm trying to get young people to use the internet in a safe, smart and responsible way. And I'm encouraging parents and young people to sit the eSmart digital license. I want the New South Wales government to make it law that no one gets to use any internet-connected device at any school in New South Wales unless and until they've sat that license.
I think that's a perfectly sane thing to say, Christy.
I hope he gets it through. Because, like we've said, pen licenses were essential in schools. Now it means that devices are licensed.
Were they
device
essential?
Yes, because you can't progress.
I've told you.
It's like getting a driver's
license.
Told you
before.
You need to prove yourself.
Yeah, but I've told you before, mate. I got my pen without getting a pen license. I just started using one.
Stop rotting the system.
And Miss White, she didn't say boo. She goes, he's going to do it.
Well, if Dr. Michael Cargreg can get this over the line, it's something that needs to be implemented in schools, because you shouldn't be using devices if you don't know how to use them properly.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Barge.
On Hit FM.
It's Dad's Dopiest Disasters.
I just said
on
that.
Hits, thanks to your discount chemist. Lowest prices guaranteed.
All right, well, I mean, I said that bit, but that's fine.
Well, it's the flavour of the week.
We'll do it
Dobbing
again.
Dad. So Laura from Southwest Rocks has called us this morning, and she's actually got a special day today. You're celebrating Book Week Parade with your students.
We certainly are, and I'm going as a piranha. I've been paper macheing for 6 days.
Oh my gosh, a piranha. How do you make a piranha?
Oh, an exercise ball and a lot of paper.
Oh, you're going to have to send us a picture. That's going to be great.
Was Book Week not last week, though?
Yeah, our school is celebrating. A lot of schools are celebrating it this week as well, depending on their calendars. So
I'm happy with that.
Today. I think celebrate every week.
Book Week should be every week. Hey, we are celebrating Father's Day as well, obviously, on the Sunday. What have you got for us? What dirt have you got on your dad?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my mum went away, and as we know, that's never a good option to leave children with the dad. And I needed to go to this party, and I wanted this T-shirt that I had for the party ironed. And my dad was like, no, I don't know how to iron. And I think I was about 10, and I was like, well, Dad, I really need to iron. He was like, well, I don't know. Have a go. So I set up the iron, and I lowered the ironing board to sort of like my hip height, and I was in just like my pajamas. And I was ironing, and I ironed and went straight across my stomach with the edge of the iron and left like a big line. So I started screaming, and, you know, most people put water or ice on a burn. No, my dad goes to the fridge and gets out the butter, and I'm screaming, and he goes, you put butter on a burn. You put butter. I know you put butter on a burn. So he's coating my burn in butter, which actually intensifies the burn.
Oh, no.
I'm screaming even more why butter is running down my stomach on a burn.
You know what he was doing? He was
trying to
kill two birds with one stone. He's like, well, if it's as hot as a frying pan, I'll chuck some butter on, I'll get the eggs on, I'll have dinner ready by six.
Extra toasty.
Wow, that's terrible,
nice one, Dad.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe he left a 10-year-old, though, to iron their own shirt.
Who thinks butter's a good idea?
Well, credit to him. He probably thought the peas weren't good enough.
Oh, there we go.
Apparently it's an old wives' tale that his mother used. I'm like, well, I think you were obviously being naughty and she was trying to torture you, but okay.
Yeah, put a line through that one. Wow.
Now, have you got a scar across your belly?
I did get some ice on it after I rang my mum screaming and she said, your father's so silly. And so it's actually not... It was noticeable for a number of years, but it's gone now.
Thanks for sharing that disaster of a story, Laura. So now you're in the draw to win your dopey dad, a $200 Your Discount Chemist voucher where its lowest price is guaranteed. What a dopey dad.
Yeah, that's incredible. I don't know if I could top that myself, but 13, 12, 16, you're welcome to continue calling us. We're taking calls all week. We'll put them there as long as they keep coming in.
And someone will be a winner on Friday.
The more people in the draw, the better.
Two co-hosts, one set of sound-cancelling headphones, and one nervous caller. Time to play.
What did I say?
What did I say?
And that nervous caller is Caitlin from Kempsey. Good morning.
Is she nervous? Hello.
Well, we're hoping she's not
Hello.
Nervous. Are you nervous, Caitlin?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay,
yeah,
well, you've got to be because I'm the one that's going to make you win the prize this morning. It's determined as to whether or not I can
only if she can guess what I'm saying.
All right, Caitlin, I'm going to take my headphones off, which means I cannot hear you, and I'll put my noise-canceling ones on.
All right, chuck them on.
All right.
Now that she can't hear us, Caitlin, she's going to lose. I've stitched her right up. I'm sorry, that means you don't get a prize today. But, you know, you might get lucky. You might get lucky. Here we go. So, phrase number one, okay? Paint me like one of your French girls.
That's a really long one. I feel like you're acting silly this morning.
Nah, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Christy.
I know. Really she's terrible, isn't she?
It was like a full sentence.
All right, I've got a shorter one for you, okay? So this is number two. I have a third nipple.
I have a dirty bottom.
What would you say, Christy?
I have a dirty bottom.
No, I don't. I do have a dirty, but that's not what I said. No, you got it wrong. All right. Here's one. Colourful pictures are lovely.
Colourful pictures are like rainbows?
No, you're so close. Oh, she's got two more. Here we go. Okay. I've made them hard today. I'm
They're
not mucking
really
around.
They're really long. That's
All right,
the thing.
Here we go. My main man. Oh, hang on. Wait. She can hear that.
My main man
Shut
is...
up. No, it was wrong.
Oh, what?
Yeah, she didn't have the headphones on properly. We'll do it again.
Okay.
I lick the lollipop happily.
I eat lollipops for breakfast?
Nah, you got that wrong. All right, the last one, okay?
All right, my last shot.
My main man has a mane of hair.
My handyman. Can you do that again? That was a really long one.
My main man has a mane of hair.
My main man has a handyman. I don't know.
No.
You are so terrible, Christy. All right, Caitlin, because she can't hear me, have you got one more that I should say to her? What should I say? Go on. She's got to get this right. I want you to get this towel.
Okay. I got one.
Go on.
Caitlin needs to win.
All right, here we go. We'll use that one. One more. Caitlin needs to win.
I know what it is. What? Caitlin needs to win.
How did you get that one, but none of the other ones?
Because it was short and sweet.
You are so god awful at this game, Caitlin. You're lucky that you won. I'll say it right now. You should have lost that one, and it's not because of you. It's because of Christy's poor performance.
No.
I just want you to let her know now that she's got her headphones on that she let you down, and it was by my good nature that I.
Caitlin, were they really long sentences, and you would have struggled if you had to sit across from him?
Yes, they were really long.
Good, thank you.
Caitlin, come on, mate.
And I think the reason you won was because she picked a really nice, sweet, short one there. Thank you so much.
Oh, I don't know about
Caitlin,
that.
Caitlin, now you are walking away with a Tessalate towel. They're those fast drying, super absorbent, sand free towels from Tessalate. Great for Father's Day. So if you've got an outdoorsy dad, I'll be chucking him this one this Sunday. Go to tessalate.com. There's heaps of cool designs, including this blue and white one.
Now, Caitlin, you're off to school at the moment, aren't you?
No.
She's dropping the siblings off.
Oh, you're dropping the siblings off at school. Oh, I understand. Okay.
Well,
what's that like, having to drive them to school?
Boring.
Boring. Yeah, boring. Yeah, well, fair enough. No, that's
all
right.
Boring as me trying to guess what Bodge is saying.
Oh, steady on now, Chief. All right. Well, there you go. Stay on the line. We're going to play a song now because I need to educate Christy on how to lip read. I thought it was simple enough, but apparently it was too hard.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Bodge.
On Hit FM.